You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I've been working to set this segment up for a long time. I want to remind everybody to ride DCC. Go to ridecc.com to fight cancer. It's this weekend. Pitch in. Let's beat cancer. And, of course, you just heard it. I want to welcome the Miami Marlins back to the show. I'm going to dive right in. I'm a season ticket holder. You should, too. They're going to challenge for the National League crown. My God, it sounds great. Hey, we're talking about apartments now. Apartments in South Florida are big business, and I've got two of the biggest people in the business. Callum Parrott, he's with Mill Creek. I've got Jay Jacobson. He's with Styles. Guys, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, Jay, you're a UF guy going to the FSU event. I won't hold that against you, but let's start with you. You know, you've been in the market for quite some time. Tell me a little bit about what you see coming to the market. You know, people see all kinds of things going up. It seems like there are no obstacles out there for development. What do you think?
Well, you know, saying that, thank you for having us on.
Pleasure.
Saying that I've been in this business for quite a while is a nice way of telling me I'm an old guy.
That's true.
But, you know, there are plenty of obstacles. Look, it's incredibly difficult to find land that's appropriate for apartment development, which is, you know, to some people is a lot different than land for condo development. The product types are completely different. And the obstacles that most municipalities are putting in front of everybody right now are daunting, to say the least. I think we're pretty much in Dade and Broward County, almost out of already approved, ready-to-go, shovel-ready sites. So, you know, anything that you do, you got to manufacture your sites.
Now, Callum, what do you think? We talked about land there, but that's not the only thing that goes into these deals. How about the cost profile of what you're doing? And tell me a little bit about what component labor plays in that.
Yeah, Jim, I couldn't hear Jay there, but I guess he talked about land values.
Yes, sir, and how tough it is to find appropriate land.
Sure. Yeah, you know, construction costs is probably one of our other big challenges. Labor, materials, you know, if you go 50-50 on that, we've seen a shortage of labor with all the business we're seeing today. And we're seeing good old profit taken, which we're seeing probably in the last year or so up 15-20% higher in certain trades. That's really made it difficult on us. Structure alone is up. And so that's probably been our biggest challenge in making these deals work.
Now, guys, I'm going to ask you both the same question this time. What do you think that the increase in cost, what's the impact on the average person on the street looking to rent an apartment today? Jay, you start.
Well, I think in the last 4 years, the average rent increases in South Florida has probably been up, I'd say 7% a year.
Wow.
Year over year, and that's been fairly consistent. I think maybe it's 7-9% in some markets. Maybe it's leveling off a little bit now, but it still hasn't come down below 4% or so. I mean, it's been a major impact.
Now, Callum, we always estimate rental rates in a per square foot basis, but the tenant always looks on it on a per pound basis. What's been the impact of the cost increases to renters? Let's call it on a per bedroom basis. I think they can relate to that.
Sure. You know, I think that might be the silver lining, Jim. You know, we've seen, last cycle, $2 rents, $2.50 rents were kind of the top.
And that's per square foot, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So on a chunk rent basis or the absolute basis you're talking about, you know, mid-rise product, high-rise product, you know, we're starting in the $2,200 unit range. That was, $1,800 last cycle. So we've seen rents keep up, if not surpass, where they were. So that is the silver lining here. How far we go is the next big question, and I'm not sure anybody has that answer.
And now I'm going to go back to Jay. Jay, what are the product types that you're able to deliver in this type of environment? Because I know Styles is builds all over Dade and Broward and Palm Beach County. You're in the urban core. You're in the suburban core, which I would call like maybe a Coral Gables versus downtown Miami. And you're out there in the hinterlands building also. What's the difference between the product you're building now and what you built the last cycle?
Yeah, well, there's really no difference. I mean, we specialize in and we exclusively build in urban centers. The hinterlands that you said, we would define that as as downtown Plantation, which is its own, suburban urban market. But you know, we're concentrating on very special, very specific sites: downtown Fort Lauderdale, downtown Coral Gables, the Merrick Park area surrounding Coral Gables. I'm not a player in downtown Miami because I think it's just starting to get a little bit too pricey for our investors. But, we're very specific. We want urban product. We want to be able to attract that leading edge of the baby boom generation. We are building units that are a little bit larger than the average market, and we specialize in mid-rise and high-rise product right now.
And Callum, how are you seeing things? Because I knew you guys have built what we'll call suburban deals in the past. You've been able to find and execute on that. What's the difference between your product that you're delivering now and what you delivered in the last cycle, which was maybe at this point 10 years ago?
Sure. You know, Jim, last cycle we were predominantly a garden suburban builder with a few mid-rise deals. This cycle is complete flip-flop. I would say we're 85%, if not 90%, mid-rise, high-rise, and that's across the Southeast, quite frankly. That includes St. Pete, Miami, Atlanta, very few suburban deals. In South Florida, it's east of 95 is typically the mantra. There are some garden deals getting done in the Orlando market, for instance, maybe the Carolinas, but our focus is really we're trying to find those value, those really good deals in those infill markets.
Now, we heard John from the CCIMs talking about how they're improving infrastructure, and that's going to help people get around. But what I'm seeing in the apartment market, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're building projects where people can live and they can have great amenities around them, either on the project or walk to. And so it seems like as you're building in these urban environments, you're creating really wonderful live and work and play type of situations. I'm going to reverse it this time. Callum, what do you think?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You know, we want all of our communities to be walkable. The higher the walk score, the better. Everything we've done, mid-rise or high-rise, is walkable. In South Florida, mass transit is not as big as in other major metros, but for instance, the deals we're doing down in the Dadeland area, people will use that metro station. They will walk 1,000 feet to that station, and they'll like the benefit of having the shopping at the mall there. Coral Gables, same way. We're a block off Miracle Mile there, very walkable. People can park their cars on the weekends and basically not have to use them until work on Monday. Assuming they're not near Dadeland train station.
Now, Jay, what do you think? Because you guys also have a lot of retail tenants that follow you. That makes for a really very good project.
Yeah, it does. You know, we're one of the few companies that, cover all asset classes. I mean, we were experts in commercial, retail, and residential. So sometimes a lot of the retail deals as a mixed-use end game kind of drive what kind of residential we build either on top of it or next door to it. So we understand what the retailers want. We understand where they want to go. And if we can add a couple hundred units along with that retail, it's that much better. I mean, I can echo exactly what Callum said. We're looking for locations and we're building locations that people can walk to. They're not going to give up their cars. This is still South Florida. And, as Callum said, the transit system is not the way, it's not up to snuff as you get in some other major cities around the country. So people will keep their cars, but if they can park them when they get home and be able to take care of 90 or more percent of their daily business by just walking out their front door, that makes for an incredibly well-leased and valuable apartment complex.
Now, another question, what do you think is the most interesting amenity that you've added to one of your projects? Because there have been a lot of new things that have been going in, and I know that everybody is trying to compete on the little frills that you put on. Jay, back to you.
Well, everyone's pretty much doing what everyone else does. The two biggest things that we're trying in a couple of our buildings is in our high-rise right off of Las Olas in downtown Fort Lauderdale, in the parking deck and parking garage itself, we've got a significant number of private garages. So we'll lease you a garage for $300-$400 extra a month, and it's like having a garage in your single-family home. You get your own clicker, your own garage door, and enough space to park one to two cars. People like that for the security, the safety, and just the ability to keep their car a little bit safer than parking in a field of a parking deck. And the second is how do you handle all the dogs that people bring in? If you make the decision as an owner-operator to allow pets in your building, you know, 60-70% of your residents will come with a dog, at least one, sometimes two. So, you know, we've got, you know, dog rooms, dog babysitting rooms, dog washing stations, dog parks. One of our high rises, we're actually planning a dog pool. So the folks with, you know, dogs who want to go take a swim can do it. So you just got to make it your development is convenient and built to the lifestyle of your residents.
Listen,
really demand.
Listen, I know both you guys are at events right now, and I really appreciate you calling in. If you want, we can kick you over into the next segment. If you've got to go, let me know. Callum, you got to go?
No, I'm good.
All right, Jay?
I'm good.
Oh, high five. We'll be back after this short break with more great apartment talk from two of the top guys in town. D, it's yours, but make it short.